less than a juice extractor. "Welcome to Sydney. Hope you enjoyed the flight," the stranger said with evident sincerity, like an echo of the air hostess's announcement 20 minutes earlier. He took Harry's battered suitcase and began to walk towards the exit without a backward glance. Harry kept close to him. "Do you work for Sydney Police?" he initiated.
"Sure do, mate. Watch out."
The swing door hit Harry in the face, right on the hooter, and made his eyes water. A bad slapstick sketch could not have started worse. He rubbed his nose and swore in Norwegian. Kensington sent him a sympathetic look.
"Bloody doors, eh?"
Harry didn't answer. He didn't know how to answer that sort of comment, down under. In the car park, Kensington unlocked the boot of a small, well-used Toyota and shoved in the suitcase.
"Do you want to drive, mate?"
he asked in surprise. Harry realized he was sitting in the driver's seat. Of course they drove on the bloody left in Australia. However, the passenger seat was so full of papers, cassettes and general rubbish that Harry squeezed into the back.
"You must be an Aboriginal," he said as they turned onto the motorway. "Guess there's no fooling you, officer,"
Kensington answered, glancing in the mirror.
"In Norway, we call you Australian Negroes."
Kensington kept his eyes trained on the mirror.
"Really?"